You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was out with Cactus, a beautiful day yesterday. We were taking care of business, and we were talking about today's program, talking about, visiting about the Nephilim and the pre-Adamic race, the Neanderthal man. I'll talk about that in a second. But first, as we go into the program today, I have some articles. I've got to cover these. With Israel as a nation for the Christian people, I present this because... Excuse me. It's important to have the thought that Benjamin Netanyahu may return as a prime minister of Israel. This was on Monday. I talked about this yesterday and day before. Netanyahu, I'm sorry, I am looking through a pair of glasses here, and I have a microphone in front of me, and sometimes I blur, I can't see through the microphone. So let's just lift up the mic. All right. There. Netanyahu hails the fall of Israel's worst government. He vows to reform wide coalition, or he vows to form a wide coalition. Opposition Chief Benjamin Netanyahu hails the coalition's imminent collapse as great news for millions of Israeli citizens. In a statement, Netanyahu says, after a year's determined struggle by the opposition in the Knesset and great suffering by the public in Israel, it is clear to everyone that the worst government in Israel's history has come to an end. Now, Israel and the United States are like two legs separate, but they seem to step together. And in the United States, we have the worst president or the worst imposter, the only imposter, and he is the worst person that's ever been in the White House ever in the history of the United States. And Netanyahu says that the worst coalition, the worst government in Israel's history has come to an end. Could that mean that Joe Biden's time is short also? By the end of September, early November, October, November, Israel is going to have the fifth election in 2.5 years. I wonder what that could mean. Prophetically for the United States, do you think that maybe around that same period when Israel has its election that Joe Biden is going to be dismissed from duty? He goes on to say, a government that was dependent on supporters of terrorism, that abandoned the personal security of Israeli citizens, that raised the cost of living to unprecedented heights. Now look at what's happened here. The cost of living, this administration, it is up. the personal security of American citizens through the invasion coming in from the borders, through the borders, from the south, north, east, and west. He goes on, that imposed unnecessary taxes, does it sound just like what's happening here, that endangered the Jewish character of our state, has endangered the customs and the balance in our culture. This government is going home. The Likud party chief said he and his colleagues intended to form a wide national government headed by Likud, a government that will look after you, all the citizens of Israel, without exception. A government that will cut taxes, reduce prices, lead Israel to amazing achievements, including widening the circle of peace, as we have done in the past. And above all, a government that will restore national pride to the citizens of Israel so that you can walk in the streets with heads high. With God's help, we will do this and we will succeed. And I, for the last 2 days, I've told you that there is no Prime Minister of Israel that has been tougher on the nations surrounding Israel and the terrorist groups than Netanyahu. And I had mentioned in the past that the person that would be the best person to take Israel into the future when Israel has its coming wars would be Benjamin Netanyahu. He was being investigated for criminal activities in his government. Do I think that he was guilty of these charges? I do. I do. He's no different than anybody else to a degree. But he was he escaped prosecution, which opens a door for him to return once again should he decide, and he will decide to run for another term, a third time. He will. And do I think he's going to win? I do. He has another, there's another person that's going to also run that's further to the right than Netanyahu, but Netanyahu has the experience where the other candidate does not have that experience that Benjamin Netanyahu has. This is very important because we're watching Ukraine, but now there's another hurricane, low pressure area beginning in the world. It's happening in Israel. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
on her way to work one morning down the path alongside the lake. A tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy.
And it just appears and has been a pattern that the American people continue to put in the people, the elect people. They don't look at the issues. They put and vote in people that are like a snake. They bring them in. They put them in positions of power. They give them a future. And the snake turns around and bites them. And I forget about the Democrat Party. Forget about the Democrat Party. To the Republicans, to the conservatives out there, the problem is not the Democrat Party. If both parties are a problem. But to the Republican conservative voters, the problem is the Republican candidates, Liz Cheney. She's no more Republican than I am Korean. No way. She is not a Republican. She's like her dad. She is a new world order. She is fully for her, like her father, for the new world order. When Antichrist comes and it's time to worship him, do I think that Liz Cheney will worship him? In my view, yes. Time is going to tell. How about Bill Gates of hell? How about George Soros? Georgie, Jorge Soros, if he's alive. How about Boris Johnson? I don't think Johnson's going to. Will the Queen of England, the old reptilian, she probably won't be alive. She probably will. And her children, good possibility. You see, they are in secret societies, and whatever these secret societies expect and demand, it happens. Now, from RT.com, U.S. helps Israel prepare for military escalation. The wars of Israel, her end of the world wars. We are preparing, she is preparing, the world doesn't know it, but God is having Israel, whether they know it or not, and they are preparing for an attack. They know an attack is coming. We don't watch what's happening. An attack on the nation of Israel is coming through Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, all of them. It's coming. RT.com. U.S. helps Israel prepare for military escalation. This is June 23rd. This is today. Military exercises simulated renewed unrest along Israel's northern border amid a territorial dispute with Lebanon. Israel and the United States have carried out joint military drills aiming to coordinate air defenses, intelligence, and logistics in the event that fighting breaks out with armed groups in southern Lebanon, Haaretz reported on Wednesday. Conducted over the last week and overseen by U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, and the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, the exercise aimed to prepare both countries for a military escalation on Israel's northern front, according to the newspaper. CENTCOM and IDF gamed out a number of scenarios. The two sides did not discuss the possibility of active U.S. involvement. No, the U.S. will not be involved. In fact, when Israel begins her campaign, the U.S. is going to try to bring a bucket of water and throw water on the fire once again. This time, the United States will not interfere. The United States of America will not interfere in the campaign that Russia is going to, the strategies and the campaign to take out all the terrorist forces surrounding Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Gaza Strip, and a southern portion, maybe a small group in western Saudi Arabia. That's not the big Russian war yet. The Russian war is coming after that. So don't mix the two together. Don't put the two in the same pot. They're two distinctly different wars. The war with Israel and the surrounding nations, Israel is victorious. She fights those battles solo. When Russia comes, God, His hand will be in that war. And I have been studying the scriptures. In the future, or maybe on the Sunday program, I talk about more in depth about what the Bible says about the prophecies concerning America, the Queen Mother, England, Russia, Israel, Arab nations, China, because on Sundays, 9 to noon, I have three hours, and I don't piece things out. I try not to do a little piece like a jigsaw puzzle, one piece here, one piece there. I try to put all the pieces on the table, and then they're there for people to put together. Join me on Sundays, 9 to noon, if you want to know the future. I come from the, not that I know the future, but I see what's in the Bible. And it's evident we're at the end of the world. It's evident the hardships that are to come in the book of Revelation on the world have begun. Are they going to, is there going to be a break? Is there going to be another, like a hurricane? Is there going to be the eye of the hurricane like we had with Donald Trump in his administration when he was in power? He was the eye of a hurricane. And no, there will be no more eye of this hurricane. We're in the second half of this hurricane, and the winds and the rains, the hardships, the distress, the perplexities are going to increase, not decrease. As a prophecy teacher to the audience, to those Christians out there that say that things are going to turn around, they are incorrect. They do not know. They're not seeing properly. For those Christians who believe that Donald Trump is going to have another shot in the 2024 elections and he's going to once again resume power, the Bible says no, he will not. Whoever replaces Joe Biden is going to be the individual that is going to eventually lead America's military and all of the technology to make America the greatest nation, the greatest empire for a brief period of time that has ever existed. We have been a great, great empire to this day. But we're going to take, we'll go up one more level to a new atmosphere as far as a hegemonic ruler of the earth. And that will come after Joe Biden is replaced by this coming individual who eventually will invade the nation of Israel. I'll go back to the article. So this week's drill focused on the potential for fighting in Israel's north, as well as how to respond to Iranian involvement alongside Hezbollah in Lebanon. The IDF announced that it would conduct exercises along the border with Lebanon last week, including artillery drills, though did not mention any American involvement at the time. The military activity comes amid a territorial spat between Israel and Lebanon, with the two sides laying competing claims to the energy-rich areas of the Mediterranean. Earlier this month, Lebanese President Michel Aoun warned that any attempt to tap the offshore riches without first resolving the dispute would be seen as a provocation, while Israel's media reported that the IDF is preparing for a possible attack on drilling platforms near the contested waters. There is a massive field, gas and oil, there in the Mediterranean off of Israel's coast. I think it's Marathon Oil Company, one of the biggest in the world. Well, not one of the biggest, still smaller than Exxon. But the name of that field is called Leviathan. Who in their right mind would call it Leviathan? The reason they called it that is because of the size. It is massive. Well, Israel is going to proceed in its development of those fields. And in the near future, especially after this coming war with the terrorist groups, Israel is going to be forced to depend on resources that are close to her boundaries. The nations aren't going to be happy with Israel once she's victorious, especially when she takes over the present-day nation of Jordan. There's a little bit of oil in Jordan, but there's more oil offshore, and it's going to be easier for Israel to tap the resources there in the Mediterranean, and because it's close to the proximity is very near to Israeli coastline. So international hostility of these nations far away and close in, the UN, the EU, China, these nations, and these like the United Nations, they're going to want to restrict any energy coming into Israel. So Israel is going to have to increase, and her wisest strategy is to develop the oil fields right off the coast of Lebanon to be able to increase and to maintain her energy level. And she's going to need more, not less. All this is building up to what's coming. Then, out of SarahCarter.com, the Arab states are unlikely to join broad military defense with Israel against Iran. Iran is going to attack Israel with Russia, but that is a second war. From this point forward, I'm going to call them World War One, not World War. Israel's first war with the nations around her, Lebanon, Iran, Assyria, Jordan, the Gaza Strip, the Golan Heights, that area, that is conflict number one. Conflict number two is going to be Russia, Iraq. Did I say Iraq? I meant Iran, Russia, Iran, Turkey, some of the old Soviet states, Ethiopia, Libya. That'll be the second war. Carter says this: Arab states are unlikely to join broad military defense with Israel against Iran. They're already seeing what's coming. Iraq seems far from any reconciliation with Israel. Iraq recently made it illegal for Iraqi citizens to have any ties with the Jewish state. So this is Iraq. And the crime is going to be punishable by death. So you have Iraq. I've been waiting for Iraq to get into the fray, and here it is right here. Iraq, Iran, they have their problems, but still they're in a sense family. So anybody from Iraq that has any ties with the Jewish state is going to be, could be punished by death or life imprisonment. Conflict is coming. And join me Sunday, 9 to noon, and then podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll be back, continue in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Well, I'm your
buddy. Check it and see. Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
Fighting against a corrupt system in this nation. And do I think that my opinion, my question is, are we going to be successful? The Christ said that he is the answer to the evil in the world. He is the one who is going to deal with the wicked. The laws of this nation, international laws, are not going to be useful to fight an occult world. They have the power. They have taken over the world. It even says in Isaiah 14 that the children of Antichrist and the Antichrist leaders of America, are their objective is to take over the cities of the world. And they are almost going to accomplish it. And one of the main tools they're going to use to accomplish this international takeover of the cities of the world is not going to be bombs, not going to be lasers, not going to be armies. It's going to be the green movement, the new Green Deal. That is how they're going to bring the earth. They would like to stop the earth in its rotation, to stop it from spinning. They would like to freeze one side of the earth out and burn the other side. One half would be, if they could stop it, one side would burn, the other side would freeze to death. That's how evil these people are. Christ said that he is going to shake the earth at the end. When he returns, he's going to grab the horizons, and like a sheet, he's going to snap it. He's going to shake it. He's going to shake evil from out of the world. We have to maintain. We have to continue day by day. The great authority, the greatest authority against the New World Order for the Christian people, you of all people should know, the greatest authority and greatest power that we have is greater than the laws of this land or the laws internationally through the UN, which is a joke, or the laws of the nations. We have and hold the power of the victory in our hands, and it is through prayer. It is prayer that only prayer is able, the prayers of God's children, the involvement through prayer is what is going to be the most effective against this satanic, evil group of people who are close to taking over and destroying the world. Prayer. I'm telling you, that's the only thing that will be effective against these evil people. I'll give you something practical. In the coming election, yes, you can go and you can put your X's on the ballots. But those X's are not going to be as effective as prayer. And pray and let God use for one more short period of time. Let God use the Constitution of the United States of America, which was ordained by God for this nation, for the Christian people. Let God use that document, that restrainer document. Through prayer, it will restrain the wickedness that's coming into the world a little bit longer. If you want to say that there's an eye of the hurricane, that would be the final push that we Christians can make. Prayer. Pray that the Constitution remains stronger a little while longer, while God prepares the overcoming army in the seven churches that are going to be the only thing that will be effective against Antichrist and his satanic government. Only the seven churches of God and the overcomer in these seven churches, the overcomers, is the way that God has ordained to push back against Antichrist. And they'll push back. And what does the Bible say? Eventually, Antichrist uses all of his military to go to war with these overcomers who are the Christians that are faithful, that have authority, that have been successful in shaking and stopping and revealing to the New World Order that their time is so very short. They will not win. We may die in the process, but the minute we leave this earth, we're going to paradise underneath the crust of the earth. We'll remain in the paradise until the Lord calls us and resurrects us into eternity and gives us a new body. I present this matter of Israel to warn the Christian people, the believers in Christ, Jewish and Gentile, Hebrew and Gentile Christians. Christians are Christians, black, white, Indian, Hispanic. God has in his kingdom every race, every language, because he is the only God that is fair. in his kingdom, he has the blacks, the whites, the Asians, the Mexicans, the every male, female, children, young, old, crippled, not crippled, wealthy, poor, educated, uneducated. In his kingdom, he has a great, massive audience from every culture, every race, and every, in every position, I guess you could say, in his kingdom, and we are the only ones that are going to be able to help a nation and a world that is being destroyed by evil people. Satan gives them direction. Well, Satan may give them direction, but God himself and his Christ will give us direction to pray like we should. Prayer is the answer. Christ, for those that aren't believers, before you leave this world, you pray and ask God, you ask Christ, you pray and ask him to ask him for eternal life. Ask him to forgive your sins. Believe that he was born, that he raised from the dead when he was crucified. Believe on him. That is your ticket to eternal life. Israel is right now another one of the signs of the end of the world. This matter of Israel in her initial wars, the initial conflict she has, she's going to be victorious. Then she's going to have a second conflict. God will intervene on that one. Then she's going to have a third conflict. But we'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sane, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sane, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
You know, when Arthur Brown came out with this song, I believe it was in 1968, people, you And the people back then, and Arthur Brown, didn't know that this actually is a prophetic song. The God of Hellfire is definitely going to bring fire upon the wicked. Now, I'm going to read something out of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 22. In the Bible, there are five times that the word consumption, is mentioned. Consumption meaning sickness, disease, a plague. And God told the children of Israel initially that in Leviticus that he would bring a consumption upon the children of Israel if they wouldn't keep God's statutes, his laws, his commandments, if they decided to part from him. And one of the plagues would be a consumption of the eyes. And in a spiritual sense, what that means is blindness. Blindness to what? Blindness to the world in which we're in right now. Blindness that we're at the end of the world. Blindness that the wicked people that are coming to power have a ruler, someone they're going to follow. They need somebody that will lead them into their battles. A person called Antichrist. Part of the consumption was blindness. Another consumption was weakness, was no strength. And with these diseases that are presently here, what are they doing? People are losing their strength. Then in the five times that consumption is mentioned, interestingly, it is mentioned the fifth time, and it refers to the end of the world. It refers to the last decade, and even more specifically, to the last 3.5 years of a tribulation period. And even more specifically than that, to a time of wrath where God brings complete judgment on the children of the devil. Complete, total punishments that come one right after the other. Because of the evil they have done, he is not going to allow them to leave this world without their punishment, without their terror, without their anxiety, without their loss of hope. Extinction. What this consumption means for these people, the wicked, who God allows to come into the world at the end of the world, he turns over the world into the hands of the wicked. But the consumption also means another word, extinction. It will be extinction for these people. They want to rule the world, own the world. The world is their paradise, is going to be they want the parks of the world to be their entertainment centers. No, there's going to be extinction with them. Isaiah 28:22. Therefore, you who mock God, don't mock him. Unless your bands be made strong, I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption even determined upon the whole world. A consumption even determined upon the whole world. The world of who? The good people? The people that God loves, that God is trying to protect so they can go into the millennial kingdom as people that will populate the nations? No, not those people. The consumption is going to come upon the wicked. It's reserved for the wicked. It's to punish them. It's to reveal to them that all that they have done, was vanity, was in vain. All it did was brought their judgment quicker. You know, in the book of Revelation chapter 17, there's a woman with a golden cup in her hand. Well, you know what's in the cup? Filthiness, immorality, everything vile, everything that's anti-God. And that cup is right at the just about to be completely full. Once that cup is full and starts to spill over, the consumption on the wicked begins. They can't escape it. This is why these weak-bellied people, weak-souled, haughty, arrogant, and the devil, the Antichrist that they serve, they, it even says about Antichrist, the kings of the world said, are you going to become weak? Have you become weak like we are? You, because when you ruled, you made us weak. Now you are weak because Christ is coming to take you and punish you. And the gates of the bottomless, or the lake of fire, the door to the lake of fire is opened, and Antichrist and the false prophet are thrown into that fire alive. Could it be that we are in the world now, in the time where we know the names of these two individuals? I'll present two names to you. One who is passive, the other who is always busy, always working. It says that Antichrist is a kind of idol. He's an idol shepherd. He doesn't take care of his responsibilities. He allows somebody else to take care of him, the false prophet. The false prophet is a busybody, always working, day and night, never stopping, unceasingly. I'll give you two names. We'll see. Barack Obama and Bill Gates of Hell. Could these two be the two men mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 13? I'm giving you something to consider. Am I saying without a doubt? Yes, without a doubt, Barack Obama. And there is a little bit of a question concerning Bill Gates, but I'm pretty sure we'll be back.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, we're going to finish out the hour now. I am sure of one of the two. I am 100% sure about Barack Obama. Can we change it? No. Is he going to come back to power? Yes. Is he in the wings ready for Joe Biden to not breathe his last breath, but to have his last thought? Yes. Is he the one behind the scenes pulling the strings? I believe so. Many others do also. Can we change it? No. He has to come to power. God is going to use him as a tool. He's just a tool. And God is going to use this man when he takes over once again this country to be the hammer that's going to destroy the nations of the world. America is a hammer, a sledgehammer, a destroying maul, M-A-U-L, a maul. And in the hand of the white horse, the rider on the white horse, that appears to be somewhat noble. No, nothing noble about Antichrist. Another thing, it says, one of the personality traits of Antichrist, he's actually very lazy. He rides the back of, he's riding the horse. Why? Because he doesn't want to do any physical activity. He is just a ruler, put in place by God, allowed by God. But the person that helps him and assists him, now this person is up early and about the duties, and he feeds on work. Who, if you know the personality of Bill Gates, Bill Gates fits the personality of the false prophet perfectly. The false prophet has to be very involved in the digital world because he's going to rule the digital system. He has to be in the world where there's holographs or AI. Who better than this person? He has to be a person that's very influential with the military, pharmaceutical companies, finance, well-known, has connections everywhere internationally, not just with individuals, peoples, corporations, but with continents. And he will have one of the personality traits. It's kind of like he wears a robe, death. Both of them together, they are going to be allowed to power to prove that God's Bible is 100% accurate. God is using these prophecies to prove to the people who refuse to believe that the Bible is the very Word of God. God is using all of this so that people will know this God is real, he must be feared, and hopefully people will yield to him and ask for mercy and ask for salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christo. Every language has the name of Christ in that dialect, in that language, in that society, because he has to provide salvation and the hope of redemption to every individual. Language cannot be a barrier. Tomorrow? Nope, not tomorrow. I'm done for this week. Join me on Sunday, 9 until noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Go to church, come to visit, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Talk to you next week.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Do you own or run a small business and listen to 1360 KHMC? Do your customers have the same beliefs and ideas that you do? Then you should advertise with 1360 KHNC. Call 970-587-5003. Don't be unintelligent. Advertise with 1360 KHNC at 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.